up at verse 6 where we left last time. Acts 1, 6, 7, and 8. Beginning at verse 6. Together. When they therefore were come together, kept them saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. All right. That's one we're going to memorize, so we better circle that in our red pens. Acts 1:8. All right, let's try it again. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The uttermost part of the earth. Okay, try it again and get the part in there. Some don't have any parts in their hair. Some have a little hair apart. Let's try it again. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. All right, John, Acts 1:8. Son, are you hiding behind Tammy? Yeah, there you are. Good. I thought you were there, Mario. Good to have you here. And the girls. Oh, they're not. Oh, they're back there. But one is not and the other is. Okay. Yeah. All right, we are. Let's go then. We're in Acts chapter 1. There's Adrian. And verse number 6. Last time we stopped there. And what is the Lord saying here? When they therefore were coming together. Who's coming together? Who's the they? Who's the they? The disciples, right? The disciples and the apostles. And they asked of him, who's the him referred to? The Lord Jesus. Was this before the resurrection or after? After the resurrection. And we believe it's Luke the physician that's writing this in the book of Acts. He wrote the Gospel of Luke and also here. It's called Luke the Beloved Physician in one of the other books of the Scripture. And they asked the Lord Jesus, Lord, without this time restoring the kingdom of Israel, what is this kingdom of Israel? Is there ever going to be a kingdom to Israel? Yes. When will that be restored? The millennium. The millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be a restoration. But they were asking at this time. Was that in the plan of the Lord Jesus to restore at this time? It was not in his plan. And what in verse 7 did the Lord Jesus say to these apostles? Did he give them an answer right then? Did he say when it's going to happen? Did Mr. Kemp, he said, none of your business. That's exactly what we say in our English today. It's not for you to know. We ask someone the question about certain things, and I don't want to discuss it, was the answer. Well, he didn't want to discuss it, and this was not for them to know. They wanted to know, though. Mr. Camping thought that the Lord Jesus would return in 1994, didn't he? Harold Camping. Did the Lord Jesus return in 1994? No. Therefore, that makes him a what? False prophet. Exactly right. He also said the church is no longer in existence. And so a false prophet once, false prophet twice. And so he says no churches, and so our church is dead, so don't call yourself a church, and so on. So, but wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom? It's not for you to know the times of the season. Who is the one that is going to be in charge of the times of the season? The Father hath put notice in his own power. And so the Lord Jesus, I'm sure, knew the time, but he said it was not for them to know. What attribute of deity is you dealing with knowledge? Omniscience, or the omniscience of deity. But it wasn't for them to know. But in verse 8, there was something for them. What is spoken of in verse 8? Okay, it's not for you to know, but ye shall receive. See, but if something else is going to happen to you. In other words, that's the most important thing to you, is the power. What is this power of the Holy Ghost that's come upon the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit? When was this power released? After his ascension. And at what day? The day of Pentecost. And we see that in chapter 2, don't we? And the power of the Holy Ghost will come upon him. Then as a result of the power of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit coming upon, what does he want them to do and to be? preaching and witnesses. Where are they supposed to witness in verse 8? Starting where? At home, Jerusalem. Now that's it right here. It's Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee. And here's, where is Jerusalem? There is Jerusalem. All right, right there is Jerusalem. They got that, Ricky? So it's Jerusalem, then what? All of what? Judea, that would be the whole area here. And then where else? Well, Judea's down here. Samaria's up in the north, all right? And then where else? Outermost part, singular, of the world. So starting with Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria. Now remember in John chapter 4, did the Jews have dealings with the Samaritans at that time? They had no dealings. But Jesus must needs go through Samaria, and he went to and met with that woman at the well. But the witness now is worldwide, isn't it? Yes, it's a joke. There was, the Samaritans were sort of a mixed breed. The northern tribes were taken into the Judea into Assyria, and when they were in Assyria, they were sort of intermixed with the heathen, and they came back after some time and took up residence in the northern part, and they were sort of a mixture. They had a Samaritan Pentateuch, for example. First five books of Moses, that was the Samaritan Pentateuch, which is a little different from our Pentateuch, the first five Moses, books of Moses. So they're sort of a half-breed, cross-breed race, neither Jew nor Gentile, sort of a half and half. And the other things on that. So worldwide gospel preaching. The ministry of the Lord Jesus in the book of Matthew was principally to whom? Matthew, to the Jews, wasn't it? Because all the different messiahs and the different prophecies and the various quotations of the Old Testament, the Jewish gospel mostly was that, and it was to the Jew first, wasn't it? Then also to the Greek. And so it was first of all given to the Jews. Did the Jews receive the Lord Jesus' teaching? No, they didn't. They crucified him. And so now he opens up after the resurrection and after the Lord Jesus goes home to heaven and sends the Holy Spirit down. Now it's to be a universal witness, not just to the Jews, but to the whole world. And that's important to see it. Let's say it again in memorizing. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Samaria and in Judea. All right, let's try it again. Both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. All right. Let's read verse 9, 10, and 11 together. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye see him go into heaven. All right, Verse 9, after the Great Commission, what did these apostles see? They saw the ascension of the Lord Jesus. While they beheld, he was taken up. What does that mean? Taken up. Lifted up. He was just raised up right off. Now, that was not just a vision, was it? That was reality. What body was he in? Glorified body, resurrected body. And as they beheld, he was taken up. What does the next part mean? A cloud received him. Went into a cloud. In other words, you couldn't see anymore because the cloud covered their sight. Was he still there even though they couldn't see him? Going up further, even beyond there. Beyond the clouds. I have to look at that. My wife is not here right now to get the Greek Testament to see, but we could see that. Probably similar, taken up and caught up. I know the caught up is harpazo. Harpazo is the word for snatched up, a forcible snatch in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I don't think it's the same as the I think that's probably the harpazo. See, this one here, taken up, to be taken as hireo, and on hireo probably would be the word using. Ricky doesn't know exactly where my Greek Testament is, so we'll pause on that. And Joe might be able to find it. Yes, Anna? What is it? Some angels? Yes, an angel a little bit later, the next verse. talk to them. That's true. You find it? That's not the one, is it? That's the one that's the... well, that's all right. You know where it is, a little blue one. No, that's not it. Well, that's close. Come on, bring that up. That's all right. That's all right. Bring it up and see what that is. I don't know whether that's the right one. Hierat was to take... Is that the right one, Dan? That's all right. Hierat was to take an anais up, so to take up. Let me see what that is. So this is an interlinear, a little old-fashioned one, years ago.
While you're looking at it, every time you go up in an airplane, you can think of that verse 9 as the same thing. As soon as you go, like a day like today, and you're in the airplane, as soon as you get above those low-hanging clouds, you don't see the earth anymore.
That's right. You're taken up. A cloud. Cloud receives you out of the sight. That's right. So this is verse 9, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we get to verse 9 here. Here's 9, and it's taken up. It's ep-eretha, epi, and then hara'o. See, ep-eretha, it's the passive, he was taken up. Epi, up is epi, hara'o is to take. So taken up. It's a different one. Pardon me?
Verse 7.
Yes?
You
shall receive power. Okay, and verse 7. Verse 7. Where's the 7? The Father's presence, his own exousia, his own power, authority, exousia. Yeah. You should fire verse 8. Okay, let me see here. I think it's dunamis. Let me just check. Make sure. Yeah, dunamis. You should receive power. So exousia is authority, and this is dunamis, which is a strong power. Yes, Anna? Oh, good. Well, okay, we go on to the next one. Notice he went up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. In verse 10, did they have any understanding about this? What happened after that when the apostles were looking up? Okay, who were these two men, do you think? They were probably angels. White apparel. Do angels sometimes inhabit forms similar to men?
Yes,
they did. Old Testament, New Testament. At the resurrection, there were angels there at the foot of the tomb and all, and they saw that. Yes, Anna? An angel being the form of animals? I don't think any angels ever been a form of animal in the Bible, so probably not. I wouldn't think so. And are angels the same as these angels people are talking about today? All kinds of angels, false angelic spirits. They're evil angels, aren't they? All this angelic stress is evil angels. These are God's angels. And what does it mean to look steadfastly toward heaven? Staring continuously and strongly. Really looking. Sometimes you look at something, you don't see it, all right? Sometimes my wife said, did you see that hat? No, I didn't even look at the hat. See? Did you see the color of the carpet? No, I wasn't looking at the carpet. But sometimes you look, but you don't see. They look steadfast. They were looking to see the Lord Jesus. They couldn't see him. Yes, Anna, do you have a comment there or a question? Speak up real loud so we hear it. You forgot again. Okay, Los Angeles. Possibly so. So. Yes, two or three. That's right. Uh-huh.
And I'm also
wondering if
they
can work
with
the end times. Two witnesses. Two witnesses. Well, now, I think in the two witnesses of the end times, I think some believe it's Enoch and Elijah, some believe it's Moses and Elijah, according to the miracles. Yes, right. The thing is, I think Moses and Elijah really will be coming back in bodily form. In other words, there was resurrected bodies. Whereas these, I think, would be angelic beings, which would be coming and going. We're not told of that. Yes, Sir Ricky? The Dominic angel would come down what? Well, you're still mumbling. I can't read that last sentence. Genesis chapter 6. All right, go ahead. The sons of God saw the daughters of men. Heavenly angels were what? You're mumbling again. What is it, Rick? No. There's, remember, there will be the angels in heaven with either marriage or given in marriage. There's no marriage for angels in heaven. So it's just not. They're not sexually transmitted. They're created beings. They don't multiply themselves. That's the end of it. God created them. No more, no less. No more angels. No less angels. Some have fallen now. They're going to be under judgment. Some not. Yes, Joe.
What was that?
Those people
got
Of course, Genesis 6, we believe, some don't agree with, but I believe those were angelic beings, and they took the form of the sons of men and came in with daughters of men. And that was a procreation from hell, I guess, and from judgment, and it was a very perverted situation. And that's why we believe angels took place. Yes, son?
Okay, if you look at Jude 7 and 6, and the angels which kept not their first state, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness under the judgment of the great day. So these are the angels basically that Genesis chapter 6.
Yes, I believe that's true.
Right, so that they left there because they were not created to, you know, have sexual relationship with man.
That's right.
But who
they left their state. That's right.
Right.
And they took upon this foreign thing. It was not proper.
And they're running now. They are in
chains.
Chains.
So they will be. So yes.
Some of my souls are willing to have relations with the angels there in Sodom.
Yes, that's true. Because the two angels came. That's a very good point. Brother Amanda, they came to angels went to see the status of Sodom and Gomorrah, whether God should judge them or not. And when the men were there and came in to the house of Lot, come in, bring these men out there, we know them. Sex relations, Sodom and relations with those angels. You're absolutely right. Yes, Anna, you remember what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the bad angels, right away, were Satan's angels, absolutely. Now, as, yes, there will.
How many girl angels are there?
Well, I don't know that they have any girl angels. They're just usually in the masculine. Angelos is the word, the masculine word is
always masculine.
Yes, sir, they're always masculine. And, of course, they're sexless.
Why doesn't the world portray them as female?
Well, that's a good question.
Maybe
maybe because they seem to portray them as having wings, and since they think all females have wings and are angelic. Does that always happen, Mario?
No.
No, okay. full of angelic beings.
Yeah.
All right, so these two men, and whatever, we believe that they were certainly angels, and they sent us a book. And the two men stood by them in quite a peril. Now, verse 11, what was their concern? What question did they ask these apostles? Yeah, why are you standing? Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever stared at something and somebody asked you why you're looking that way? Why are you looking?
It was an amazing thing.
Yes.
Their mouths were probably
hurting. All right. Some people, if you want to get a crowd, I'm told this, I've never tried it. If you want to get a crowd, a busy street, a busy intersection, just, everybody, what are you looking at? There's people follow. People don't want to know if there's something to look at. Or, if you want to get a crowd, some people have said they put a Bible on the floor, on the ground, you're on the sidewalk, whatever, and look at that. People somewhere, what are you looking at? And then people, it's alive! Well, it's the Word of God, it's living in part of it. You make a crowd different ways. But these men were standing up, it's an amazing thing, as you say, Will. And what was the answer to their own question? Now, do you often ask questions that you answer yourself? Do you wait for someone else to answer? Do you answer your own question? Did they answer their own question? Did they not answer their question? They didn't ask the question. They didn't know why they stood up and gazing up. But then they made a statement after that, didn't they? What was their statement? What was the revelation these angels gave to the apostles? In verse 11. Turn the same way. The same Jesus. Notice, which is taken up from you. That's the epiphanel, taking up into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go in heaven. So this is a picture of the second phase of the coming of the Lord, isn't it? The second phase. First phase being the rapture. Where will the rapture take place if the Bible believing saved born again Christians? Where will that take place? In the air. The Lord Jesus will come to meet, we'll meet the Lord in the air. Associated with the Lord. And then during the 7-year period of tribulation, we'll be with him in the heavens. And then after that, he will return. And that's the position here. When he's coming back in the same way that which he left. The same Jesus will still come in like manner as he's seen him go. Where were they in the geography of the area? Where? Well, I live to the east of Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives, and he will still come back in Mount of Olives, and Mount of Olives will half will go to the north, half to the south, and that will be an east and west valley, and from the Temple of Jerusalem, there will be living water flowing in that whole Arabian desert. The desert shall blossom as a rose, as we talked about in our Bible studies on Thursday night in Isaiah. And so, he, the same manner, he come back as he's seen going to heaven. Will his return be visible?
Yes.
Was his ascension visible?
Yes.
It was visible to these apostles, and anybody was there, and they were the only ones that were there, apparently. Yes, Anna? Will it be visible? I believe it certainly might be visible to everyone on earth. It's coming. And I don't think it was a secret ascension. The apostles were there, the only ones that were there, but I'm sure if others were there, they could have seen all coming will be visible. And I think the rapture, however, of the standing away of believers, they won't see the Lord Jesus in the air. I don't believe that'll be the case. They may see the believers' bodies change immediately, instantaneously from mortal to immortal, but I don't even think that's going to be instantaneous, and we'll be caught up. And I think the only thing they will feel and understand is some of these people that we used to hate are now gone. Some of these Christians that we used to think are a little bit, well, they're not here anymore. They've left. We don't know where they went, and they won't know. See, that's a joke.
Verse 11, the last of the brothers, who take up the name of the heavens, shall so come in like manner as he has seen.
Of the second coming of Christ. See, the second coming of the Lord is in two phases. One is the rapture, which takes away the born again Christians in the air, and then the judgment seat of Christ will be taking place, and then the tribulation of 7 years, and then he comes back with the Christians, with the believers, with the saved ones, and that's the second phase of the second coming. Just one second coming, but it's in two phases. Yes, sir, Will.
It's easy to remember if you realize that the rapture, he will not touch the earth.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. And so he will come back as he left in that second phase of his coming.
And another thing I've been thinking about this recently, we won't be missed because if it's like a thermonuclear attack, we would be, and it should coincide with the rapture, we would be vaporized and the people around us that would still be alive wouldn't even miss us.
At least not then. They may miss a knock on the door at 900 Park Avenue and nobody answers.
Well, 900 Park Avenue might not even be here then.
Well, that's true. But if it were so, if the Lord would come today, they would still be here. They would miss us, and I said that they would see us transform. I don't mean that. But they certainly, after a while, they'd scratch their heads and they'd say, wait a minute, the Lord is not working at this standard anymore?
Well,
where's she going?
The atomic explosion. See, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. I'm just comparing it to that because the worldly people would say, oh, well, they were just lost in the explosion. Nobody knows what happened.
I guess, like
9/11.
They were still in 9/11. They didn't know how many people were killed. Was it 4,000, 5,000, 6,000? They got 3,000 out of 2,000 something. So, yes, Lizzie.
You say this time is going to be, it's two things. I don't think James Bryan has three things. And it's three fools. It's coming to be three fools.
Three fools?
One for the church, one for James Bryan,
one of the notes you have in your notes here? I don't know about the three fools situation.
Acts
1, verse 11.
As far as the, I think, what she's probably missed, Paul is ministering. Concerned with people. Peter, the Barnabas in the ministry serving certain people. The Gentiles, the Jews, of course, the bringing of the gospel.
Church.
Is that what you had in mind?
Church first, he got sent upon the church, and then he got sent to Israel, and then to Gentiles.
When he comes back? Threefold who are coming? What is that Bible, that study Bible? What is the name of that? But I mean, what is the study Bible? It must be a certain company that puts that out.
It's not talking about as far as the message.
No, but she talks about a footnote, huh? Is that a footnote?
Yes.
Is it Schofield?
Yes.
The message
was rejected
by
the Jews.
All right.
He first offered the message to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews then rejected the message.
Yes. That's true. Taken together, it says the footnote, the New Testament teaching study referred to Jesus Christ may be summarized as follows. It refers to an event, not a process. It's personal and corporeal, that is bodily. It's coming as a threefold relation of the church, the Israel, and the nations. The church, the descendant into the air, the sleeping chains like that, that's the rapture. To Israel, the return expected to accomplish prophecies, and then to the Gentile nations. That will be the instruction of present political talk. So I can see that as three different purposes in that. But there are two phases to his coming. Two phases. In the air, and then back to this earth. All right, let's read. Now notice, the footnote said, and I agree with that, the coming will be personal, and it will be corporeal, the same body. He will have the body, and he's going to come back in his body, the same Jesus, which was so taken from him. All right, let's read verses 12, 13, and 14 together. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up to an upper room where abode with both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. All right, 12, 13, and 14. One more. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. All right, they returned to Jerusalem. How far away were they?
Quarter of a mile,
about a Sabbath day journey. Remember, about all of it. So Jerusalem is here, about a mile, a little bit to the east. Quarter of a mile, you run the 440, that's a quarter of a mile, 440 yards, is that right? 880 is half a mile. So that's approximately a 7 day journey, and they came back to Jerusalem. And then in verse 13, where did they go when they went back to Jerusalem? Where did they go in verse 13? Upper room. All right, and how many were there? Did we count them up yet? Count them.
We don't know.
How many are named?
12.
Did you get 12? Or 11? Let's try it again. You got 11? Everybody agree on 11? Okay. That's in verse 14. I just think of verse 13. That particular verse, there were 11. And then, of course, Mary and mother, and with all his brethren. So there's others in addition to that, but we have 11 that are named. And where was Judas Iscariot at this time? Did he die? Did someone kill him? Killed himself. And how does it say he was killed?
He
what?
He
threw himself. Or they threw the money down? Hung himself. Is it hung or hanged? Dramatically.
People are hanged, pictures are hung.
Okay. I don't know what do rugs get to them?
Hung
or hanged? Hung, uncle. Rugs. Little rugs. Those 90 rugs, those mats. I was talking to Mary a little bit to the interpretation of it. So he may be in a hanging job or hanging job or whichever. So we have a little mat from Kuwait. It's a very pretty scene, and we think you're taking that picture away and putting it right there. You like our temples and tabernacles and brass mats and so on? We've accumulated this different ones of brought them in, and one of our attenders has masterfully put a frame on every one of them, without any charges, by the way, and pictures of them. So we just put them up, and my wife said, all right, this is our church office, our church building, or we might as well make it like a church. So there's the temple, and there's the, all the different things. And the tabernacle is over here, and the temple, two pictures of the temple there. All right, so they were at
when? The same glass window going.
Well, I don't know. I tell you, we just...
Sometimes, you know, there's a glare that comes through that window.
I know. Well, that's why I put the Bible for Day sign out there, so that glare. Last week, the girls really coming in, but that sign there's going to help. And if the policeman asks me why is that sign there, I just say because of the glare. And that's exactly right. All right, so they all were there. And then in verse 14... What was the purpose of them in this upper room?
Prayer
and supplication. What is the difference between prayer? Yes, Charles. Question. Yes?
In verse 13, it says prayer of the bones, and here's one of the things that is
possible.
What does the bones here of the bones? I'm going to understand that it says when they were come in, and then the upper room,
I believe in Matthew 13, let's see if we can find that, and we'll read Josephus one, different ones, can't remember all of them. Let's see if we can find the brothers, the children. Is it 13? Yes, in verse 55. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? His brethren James, Joses, Simon, and Judas. The sisters, are they not with us? Doesn't name the sisters, but he got four of the brothers, so that would be in Matthew 13:55. Now, the Roman Catholic Church says these are not really brothers. They're not really sisters. They're half, they're foster people, see, because they don't want Mary to be anything other than just one virgin, that's Christ. We don't agree with that. We believe this other, after the Lord Jesus was born, the Virgin Mary, certainly they had other children, and these are the children that were listed. Yes, Santa? Yes, they'd be only half brothers. That's right. But you see, the Roman Catholic Church says they're not even brothers, they're cousins. See, they use the word brother as a cousin. And so, this is how they go in. So, they went in the upper room and they were together, whether they lived there, whether they came there from outside, or whether that was where they stayed. It seems to be, in other words, I think it's where they lived, where they were born. I think that's where they were from. And they continued in prayer with one supper. Let's read 15, 16, and 17 together. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were by 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke concerning, before concerning Judas, which was guided to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased the field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed up. All right, verse 15. These were, in these same days, Peter again stood up. How many people were assembled in this particular occasion? Not necessarily in this upper room, but in another place. How many? 120. What were they called? Just the name, right? There were about 100. Now, here's where some churches find church membership. Does it say they were members of this church, or did they say they were just assembled? They're just assembled. Anyway, others, like the Plymouth Brethren, that don't see church membership, and so they just, they're together, and so on. So they're about 120. It's a lot of folk after the resurrection. And so what did Peter say in verse 16 about to this assembly of 120? What was he concerned about?
Scriptures
being fulfilled. And the scripture that David spoke concerning Judas, which was guided, let another one take his place. In other words, that's what the Old Testament has to say. Psalm 41:9, let another take his place. Now, was Peter right in having this election at this time? Adam, what did you say?
No.
No, okay. Why wasn't he right to have an election at this time? The Lord had chosen and would have chosen his own. Who was the 12th apostle to take Judas' place today? Well, it certainly was chosen, wasn't it? And what were the disciples told to do? To wait, that's right, and to, they said they had this election. And so he said we have to have somebody take the place of Judas. And verse 17, he was numbered with us. He was one of the 12, in other words, and taking part of the ministry. And what happened to him in verse 18? All right, now in another place, it says he hanged himself. Now, is there a contradiction? Are both true? And can you explain it? What is it? The rope broke, or when he was cut down, he fell down and he smashed to smithereens, as we say, and burst asunder in the midst, all his bowels gushed down. So he did hang himself, and when he was cut down, either cut down or the rope, or whatever it was, whatever he used as a rope, broke, and he came down. So, but notice that he purchased a field. What field was that? Potter's Field. What was it called in the Hebrew tongue. Alkaldama. Remember that Alkaldama? Dam is the Hebrew word for blood. Alka is field. The field of blood. It's a battlefield because they buried who in that field? Not crucified once, but not killed, but those little poor people couldn't have a burial site. They were in that field, but and with the rewards, how many pieces of silver did he get for that betrayal?
30
pieces of silver. And then let's read verse 19:20-21. And it was known to all the dwellers of Jerusalem, inasmuch as that field is full and their harbor time. That is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take it. Wherefore, of these men which have company with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went up and went out, went in and out among us, as we, is that in 19:20? Okay, let's stop right 21. Verse 19, did the people. Just a few of them know what happened to this man, Judas? Just a few people in Jerusalem? It was a secret, wasn't it? The whole city, all Jerusalem, the dwellers. And the name of this field was called what again? Akeldama, which means the field of blood. Now that word Dama, Dam, that's the Hebrew word for blood, so the field of blood. And then, of course, the psalmist is quoted here. What did David say in the psalm? There, that is quoted for us here.
Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and
his bishop let him escape. Okay, so that's talking, they're applying that to Judas, who betrayed him, so let another take his place. And so, was it true that another should take his place?
Yes.
Yes, but was it true that they were the ones to appoint the other?
No.
Who appointed the first 12? The Lord Jesus said, so, yeah, Charles?
What does it say, though, that the who's supposed to say that these 12 were, I'm still confused. I don't know if you see them along with that. Mm-hmm. Right? Because Paul got waged and waged with the baptism of the Spirit. Paul wasn't actually closed on the Gentiles to the land of the facts. Well, they have the Holy Spirit to send upon the disciples. What was the mission of the 12 that Christ could not have been picked by the disciples, number one? And number two, if there was a lot to pray about it, why wouldn't God have answered their prayer?
Well, this is all possible, Charles, that's true. And some hold that this is the way it should be, and this is the way it was. I don't happen to agree with that, but Well, you see, here's the point I have. If human beings can pick God's apostles, in this instance, by election, then how can we argue against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, thinking, oh, they're apostles. They think they're still young apostles, and they pick them, see? In other words, if human beings say, well, I think you think they're apostles, that's the only thing I have in mind with it. And the thing about further, when they picked this man by lot, he may have been a good man. They thought they were doing the right thing. But was he ever used as far as Scripture is concerned? Do we ever hear about him? That's the thing. Matthias was never heard of. Well, that's true. However, we're named here in verse 13, and they're named in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Right, their names don't
be that's true. We do see some, like Peter, and so on other people. So anyway, they just went ahead and took it as by their course, and he said, therefore these men, in verse 21, which have accompanied with us all the time with the Lord Jesus went on. So they felt that there was those that had been with them all the time was a foregoing requirement for being an apostle.
So what? Differentiate
disciples and apostles. Disciples are learner, many disciples, but he chose of the many disciples, he chose 12 and called them apostles. That's the distinction. Disciples are many, the apostles are 12. But sometimes the apostles are called disciples, you know, the 12 disciples. But technically, well, see, that's what he says, those that are coming with us. But see, Paul did see Christ.
I know.
On the road to the So, when he picked the apostles,
he said that he said that they're going to be called apostles.
Well, that's true. That's true. You see, in, for instance, in Luke chapter 6, he spent a night in prayer, and he called them his disciples, in verse 13, Luke 6:13. He called them his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. So the distinction, that's a very fine distinction, the 12 apostles. Now, there are others in the New Testament are also called apostles. They're not one of the 12. That's true. Barnabas and different ones are called apostles. But if you're talking about the 12 apostles, those are the ones that were named. And so they picked Matthias.
I mean, what was the function of the 12?
Well, to bear witness to the Lord and so on. The main thing they were to do, I guess, was to have the teaching in the upper room and other places of the Lord Jesus himself. They listened to him and they saw or taught on him. But you see, I don't know that Matthias was in the upper room. I don't know that he was mentioned. He may have seen some of the miracles. Whereas Paul was taken for 3 years on the back side of the Arabian desert, and the Lord Jesus, I believe, instructed him clearly, and he was revealed many things. So he was taught of the Lord. Anyway, so anyway.
I'm not questioning Paul.
Well, we'll pause right here and we'll verse 21 start there next time.